smile. It's just good clean fun, so you can leave your gun locked up at home. Me and Spider Joe and his cousin Mo are ready to roll. Hey, 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 right, come on, come on, have a good time. Hey, 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 right, the heat is on, it's summertime. Hey, 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 right, hey, right, hey, right. Hey, hey, hey. I brought a mason jar, moonshine five star, it's a homemade. Before it's dark, I'll have you sing. Hip, hip, hey, right, come on.
I'm in Scotland, I'm at the Vamos Festival, and with me is a very good friend from Sweden, Hicks.
Hey Lee, it's been a while, good to see you.
Yeah, it has, it's what, a couple of years?
Yeah, well...
No, it was last year.
No, it was last year, actually, yeah, 1 year ago, time flies, huh?
Oh my goodness, what's been happening with you?
Well, I've been doing some shows, but I did my last show in December, and then I decided just to take a little break, recharge, and... Above all, reflect, because this has been a very crazy, crazy ride, with playing all over the world, doing interviews all over the world, TV shows, recording, and so it's been going nonstop. And I just, after the show in December, I just decided sit down and let it all sink in. And I looked at pictures, I listened to songs, I looked at some of the awards I won, the nominations, videos, and just like, wow. What a ride.
Well, I was proud to be very much at the beginning.
You were, and I'm so grateful for that. I mean, I won Best European Country Act of the Year. I don't remember what year. It was 2013, I think.
Yeah, I think so.
At the British CMAs, and I was nominated a year after where I played, and I got to play with Steve Wariner and write songs with Steve Wariner and become friends, and that was just... crazy. So CMR Nashville and Lee Williams is a huge part of my success.
Well, like I said, I'm very proud to be there, because we've been to Nashville together a few times. Yeah. We've done some shows over there, we've done different things. And what's so good about country music is the artists do support each other, and people like Steve Wariner, you think you wouldn't have a chance to write to, but he just took you under his wing and away you went.
Yeah, sure. And that was just an amazing experience. I mean, and it was so funny, because when we talked, I asked him, where should we write? Well, I have a little home studio, we can work there. Okay, cool. So he picked me up at the hotel. He was so nice, and we drove out to his little home studio. I mean, come on. I think it's one of the biggest studio I ever been in. And we wrote some great stuff there. We wrote some really great stuff. We wrote my latest single that I released last year, Stomp a Little Louder. That actually did really well on the Hot Disk.
It did, very much so. Yeah.
I think it was number one for 5 or 6 weeks, and top 10, I don't know how many weeks, and on the charts for even more weeks. So it was really, really good. And that song got a lot of airplay all over the world. So I'm very grateful.
Go for broke, go home, that's what daddy said. Roll up your sleeves, just do it if you wanna get ahead. If you want your dreams to come true, nobody else is gonna hand it to you. Be sure what you're aiming for, and open up the candy store. Stomp, stomp a little louder, walk, walk a little prouder, jump, jump a little higher. The only way to win, go on and do your own thing. Fight, fight a little harder, think, think a little smarter. Stomp, stomp a little louder, the only way to win. Come on and do your own thing. Make it all about love and nothing else. Don't be afraid to always be yourself. The more you give, the more you get. Dive on in and get yourself wet. You're gonna fall, hurt and bleed. Walk it off and get on your feet. Stomp, stomp a little louder. Walk, walk a little prouder. Jump, jump a little higher. The only way to win, go on and do your own thing. And fight, fight a little harder. Think, think a little smarter. Stomp a little louder, the only way to win. Go on and do your own thing. Stomp. Yeah. Stomp a little louder. Stomp a little louder, the only way to win, go on and do your own thing. And stomp, 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 stomp a little louder. Stomp a little louder. Yeah, just stomp. Yeah, that wasn't that bad, but it wasn't good at all. But hey, I don't care, I just wanna stomp. Stomp a little louder.
You've been very successful in America itself with many, many charts and awards over there.
Yeah, like I said, it's a crazy ride, and I've been lucky and blessed and everything. I have my songs on all the major country charts over there, and they all went top 10. And it's just pinch me. Sometimes I don't even know how these people find me, that they know that I exist. So it's, but it's a lot of help from guys like you, Lee, and I'm so grateful for that. I mean, you helped me to play at the CMA Fest in Nashville.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, I was there representing Sweden. I mean, huge honor, huge honor. So that was really cool.
There's quite a scene in Sweden, because I know you've got Jill Johnson, and there's other, I know we've helped promote quite a few Swedish acts recently.
Yeah, the country scene is growing. Jill, of course, being the queen of country in Sweden, she'd done a tremendous job. And there are two sisters, they call themselves First Aid Kit, and they do more a mellow version of country, kind of like Emmylou Harris, but it's great.
Well, funnily enough, last week I was with their steel player, which is Melvin Duffy, and who's playing with Paul Young at the moment with the Los Pacaminos. Okay. And he was telling me about First Aid Kit.
But I think it's a cool name.
Yeah.
It's a cool name. It stands out and you remember it.
Yeah, they're starting to hit it over here now.
Yeah, and worldwide. I mean, they are really doing well. So, and I like that a small country like Sweden can produce so many great artists and writers. Amazing.
So is there a circuit over there, or is there are there many festivals happening now in Sweden? I know it was a bit limited at one point in TV programming.
Yeah, well, for the country music, there is not a lot. There are the pop and rock festivals, and we get to play there. But we're not labeled as country artists, just an artist among all the others, because media is still not really on board with country music. But it's slowly getting there. It's getting bigger and bigger, and radio is doing a great job picking it up. I mean, now you can hear today's country artists from all over the world played on national radio, and I see that as a very good thing.
Did I read somewhere that you've actually stopped FM and AM over there and it's just DAB? Is that correct?
Ooh, I think so now that you mentioned it. I never thought about it, but I think it is.
Because I think unless you've got a DAB radio, you're not going to be able to pick up any radio. But then DAB, I suppose, is taken over there like it has here.
Yeah.
We were going to do the same, I think, in about 2 years' time, but they've decided to keep it back for a while.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm not so into it. I don't know, really. So I don't want to say something that I...
No. And again, you know, I think well over 60% of people now listen online or through their phone or through their iPad or whatever.
Yeah, I do that. I mean, I find a lot of interesting radio stations online that play... I like different stuff, new stuff that normally doesn't get to the mainstream radio. Radio station that there... that are run by politics or by corporate agendas. They just want to play music for the sake of playing good music. And I like those radio stations.
Well, we've got our own app now for CMR Nashville, and that's, you know, enlarged our listenership hugely because anybody can just pick it up in the States. You go into an office, say, well, just listen to us on the app, and they download it quick, or it's on TuneIn Radio. You can even ask Alexa, the Amazon little smart speaker or Google smart speaker, just say, play CMR Nashville. And woof, cool. There it goes.
Yeah, cool. Yeah, I like technology, today's technology with the internet and everything, because it's so easy accessible. You can find listeners, you can find fans all over the world.
I think it's good that all this has happened, but I think things like Spotify and some of those free services, I mean, they're not actually free, but I mean, you pay a small amount of money to hear them. But I think the artists lose out because they get just minuscule cents or pennies or whatever per track played.
Oh, yeah, I agree with that. And same thing with the writers and the producers. I mean, they are ripped off their income because of it. We actually have a thing in Stockholm we call Unisong, and it's songwriters and producers, and we got together and we try to get better deals for us, try to put more demands on the labels, on Spotify, on YouTube, and everybody that wants to use the content. I mean, that's the music that we write. That's your content, so you've got to pay us for that content, because you make a lot of money and you go out in media and brag how much money, how much you are worth, but you are worth that because of us.
Yeah.
So let's share the income in a more decent way than it is right now.
It'll probably never happen.
No, I know. I know. And you can't bitch about it. It is what it is, and you have to accept it and play the game, or you... stay out of it. I mean, because it's hard to relearn people today that you actually have to pay for music when everything's free.
Sure. Very, very, very difficult. And people just don't like paying money. It's like tips, you know.
Yeah.
You know, it's, that comes hard sometimes.
Yeah. But you've seen that there's a thing going on Facebook that people can pay, I don't know what they charge, I don't drink coffee, but they can pay like £3-4 for a cup of coffee, but they can't pay
very much so.
A small amount for music, and I mean, you're being ripped off on the coffee, and you drink that, and then it's gone. The music is there forever.
I know. I don't know. They'll work something out eventually.
Yeah.
We'll be right back. the tides. I can seem to recognize the faces on the street. There's a dark cloud moving in, trying to rain down on me. But there's a brighter side. Everything's gonna be alright. I'm never gonna lose the faith. No, I'm never gonna let it fade. I'll keep holding on to what I believe, 'cause I'm still reaching for the unreachable. I'm on a sinking ship and it's time to bail out now. I know that I can fix this mess and I ain't going down. I can't afford to drop the ball, you gotta play to win. When they hit me hard today, I get back up again. 'Cause there's a brighter side. Everything's gonna be alright. I'm never gonna lose the faith. No, I'm never gonna let it fade. I'll keep holding on to what I believe, 'cause I'm still reaching for the unreachable. Everything's gonna be alright. I'm never gonna lose the faith. No, I'm never gonna let it fade. I keep holding on to what I believe, 'cause I'm still reaching for the unreachable.
You also write for other styles of music, because I know you've had some stuff by the Little River Band recorded.
Yeah, Little River Band recorded one of my songs and actually named the whole comeback album after that song, Cuts Like a Diamond. And they are doing really well. They are touring United States right now, sold out show after sold out show. And so that's a good thing. And knowing that, wow, they play my song.
And if it's the title of the album, then there's a royalty check every so many months coming through.
Yeah, that's nice. That's the nice part of it. To have that, you can say it's called passive income, because they record it, they tour it, they sell it, and I make some money off of it. So that's nice.
That's right. You never know what's going to come through the door.
No.
Just in time for a big bill.
Yeah, exactly. Well, the bills aren't that small these days. I mean, they just get bigger, and income from, like I said, from music is unfortunately way smaller than the bills. So
sure.
So it's a struggle, but it's the same thing when you do, when you're into music, it's a calling. You do it for the love of it, and of course you got to make money, you got to make ends meet. So
you took a break after December. And then now you're here at Vamos doing it all over again. So did you have that draw like we all do, saying, we'll take a rest, but somebody makes a phone call. Yeah.
Yeah. And I promised last year that I would come back. And I saw this as a cool start of the new gears I'm going to gear into. I'm going to release a new single and in the studio right now working on it. So I'm going to shoot a video this summer, and hopefully I will release it in the fall. I don't have a date yet. So
good. And more live dates? Any lined up?
No, not yet. I'm working so much on the single and trying to get everything going for that. And after that, I will focus on doing more shows.
And have you got any writing projects, films, movies?
Not to right now, but before the show, we were talking about Phil Vassar, who's one of my heroes, and that's a guy I would love to write with. I mean, I had Steve Wariner on that list, and I wrote with him, and it's just like, wow, it's crazy. So,
and you met him in London.
I met him in London, and so again, thanks to you.
Yeah.
So I have my bucket list that I am ticking off every now and then. Done that. That felt good. So, hopefully, okay. I get to do.
Give us another one of your songs that have been very important to you with your career.
Mama's Kitchen, the first one.
Great video.
Thank you very much. Shot in my backyard. I invited all my friends, the biker friends and everybody, and a friend that had a camera. And we didn't have a budget, and I didn't have a plan, no script, no nothing. I just told him, shoot everything. And we started barbecuing, drinking beers, and having a good time. And at the end of the video, everybody was happy, let's say that. We drank so much beers, and it was so hot, and we were all pretty wasted. But it was just good fun, and I think that comes across in the video, how much fun we have. And that song opened so many doors for me. You were actually the first one who was aboard for that song.
Yeah,
called me and said, hey, you want to make that a hit on radio? What? Let's do it.
You need to write a book so I can read my name in your book.
I will do that. Yeah, but then I have some more songs to write first.
Good.
Yeah.
Hicks, great talking to you again. Looking forward to your show tonight.
Thank you so much, and I'm looking forward to being here. Great. Thank you.
Thank you.
Down home, deep southern, from the sticks, me and my butters, modern cowboys riding round this world. To make a dollar in different corners, different fields. No matter what we do, no matter where we go, there's a place you never outgrow. We always come back to mama's kitchen, swapping lines, laughing, bitching, catching up what goes on in our lives. Plenty of love in mama's. Ice cold beers and deep fried chicken, Southern food for body, heart, soul and mind, in mama's kitchen. Matt Moond, the long arm, didn't like his kind of rough charm. Can't go back to London in a while. Me and Jay in Paris drank some shit and felt fantastic. Sold the Eiffel Tower for $100. Some crazy stunts we pulled, some crazy things we've seen. But there's nothing like a home-cooked meal. We always come back to mama's kitchen, swapping lines, laughing, bitching, catching up what goes on in our lives. Plenty of love in mama's kitchen, cold beer, some deep fried chicken, Southern food for bite.